Welcome, and thank you for listening to Grace Heritage Church Audio, building a household of faith on a foundation of grace.
And we went back there, and not one of the first days we were there, we were doing evangelism near the ferry boats that cross from Rio de Janeiro to Niterói, the city where we were at. And Phil saw Egenea there. And then I guess he called you or he called me first?
We talked first.
Then he saw me anyway. And Phil called me over and said, I want to introduce you to Egenea. And so we met each other. And so she was helping as a translator during our week there in Brazil. And she ended up translating for me one day in a park. And she wasn't supposed to, but she got called to do that. But anyway, after a week there in Brazil, we swapped addresses. And I came back to the United States. Of course, she stayed in Brazil and began to write letters. Young people, that was before the internet. No Facebook, no Instagram, no emails, just handwritten letters. And we wrote letters for 3 years. And it was through our letters that we began to see God working and, you know, showing us things about one another. We learned about each other 3 years and we wrote letters back and forth. We still have most of those letters today. And so, anyway, I was finishing seminary and preparing to go overseas, possibility of maybe going to South America, maybe to Brazil, maybe to Argentina to serve on a two-year missions journey called the Journeyman Program through the IMB. And anyway, she visited the United States while I was preparing to go overseas. One story real quick before I left out, Albania. When I just finished my seminary studies, Pastor Phil called me and said, Kevin, there's a country that's opened up in Eastern Europe, and they need missionaries, they need people to work with orphanages, they need people to do pioneer evangelism. And I said, well, Phil, where's that at? I'm ready to go. You know, I'm a missionary, you know. And he said, well, it's a little country called Albania. Albania. Now, where's Albania? I'm a geography major, trying to figure out where on the map is Albania, because I had to learn all those countries. And so anyway, I found out where Albania was, and 3 weeks later, I was on a plane to Albania. And I went to Albania for a week, did a kind of a survey trip there, came back to the United States, and I began to prepare to go back to serve the rest of my life, if it was God's will, in Albania. And so it was during that time, I was preparing to go back to Albania, that she visited the United States, came to Memphis, Tennessee, where I was, met Pastor Phil, his wife. She met some of my family. And before she left to go back to Brazil, I asked her a question. I said, are you willing to go to Albania? I didn't say, will you marry me? I said, are you willing to go to Albania? Because I knew God was calling me and directing me to go to Albania. And if she wasn't willing to go to Albania, well, that was probably the end of the conversation. So anyway, she said, yes, I'm willing to go to Albania. So that was kind of the beginning of our engagement. And so she went back to Brazil, and I continued to prepare to go to Albania. And I went there in 1993, July of 1993, went to Albania. And 6 months later, I was preparing for her to come to be with me in Albania. 6 months after being in Albania, I flew to Rio de Janeiro 2 weeks before our wedding. She did all the planning in Rio de Janeiro. 2 weeks before our wedding, I went there, not speaking Portuguese, and so I had to have an interpreter next to me while the ceremony was going on. I said, just tell me when to say yes. And so anyway, the guy was there next to me, and so we were married. During our honeymoon, I was teaching her how to speak Albanian because that was a new language that she was going to have to learn, Albanian. And then 2 weeks after our wedding, I took her back with me to Albania, and we spent 5 years in Albania together, serving there the Lord. We were evacuated by the Marines in 1997. Don't have time to get into that story. After 5 years in Albania is when we arrived in Brazil. And so we arrived in Brazil in the end of 1998. Well, 1990, we left Albania. We served. We went there for a survey trip. We spent a year in the United States, and then we went to Brazil in the year 2000, and we've been there ever since. And so we went there and to help with another church that had been started or had was being pastored by a Brazilian pastor. Worked there for a little while. Ended up planting a church. We didn't plan on doing that, but the Lord had other plans. We planted a church there. I think Brother Paul preached in that church once, but then we also had a conference ministry that we started with pastors and leaders there, and Paul was there for, I think, almost all of the 7 or 8 years that we had pastor conference for pastors and leaders in the city of Niterói, and where we reached out to different pastors from different denominations with the doctrines of grace and other solid teaching. And then we were invited to go work with Fiel Ministries. Fiel means faithful, faithful ministries, in 2007. And then we moved to another city called San José dos Campos, which is about an hour from São Paulo, a city of about 12 million people. And so we served with Fiel Ministries, Faithful Ministries, for 12 years. And after those 12 years, we went out from under Fiel Ministries. We were doing the Adopt-a-Pastor Project. And then we began to work with Anchored in Truth Ministries, which is out of Grace Life Church, Muscle Shoals. Jeff Noblet's pastor there. We served with him for 3 years until the Lord led us to start the PSP ministry, which you guys have probably heard about. PSP, Portuguese-speaking pastors. And that's what we've got a few slides here I'm going to show about that ministry, what we're doing, what the Lord's doing through us. And but I just want you to consider, especially young people, college age, whatever, consider how you're using your time. You'll never have more time, free time. Well, some of you are like, well, you don't know my study schedule, and I'm working and studying, but you'll never have more free time, liberty to pursue the things of God and memorize Bible verses and stuff that you do right now. So invest your time wisely and put the other things aside. They're less important. There's good things and there's the best. And we pray that God will help us to choose the best in His ways and in His word in order that He might use us for His glory. All right, so I'm going to give you a few slides here. We have about 15 or 20 minutes left. And if we have time at the end, if you have some questions you want to ask, then just let me know and we'll deal with that. If not, afterwards, we have a display out there somewhere. You can get our display table. We can meet you there. Talk to you afterwards. We'll be willing to do that. All right, Portuguese-speaking pastors. Let's see if I can get this thing running here. I need me to point it back that way. Oh, there it goes. Okay. How many countries speak Portuguese? Well, 2, 3. Now, there's actually about 10 that speak Portuguese, have Portuguese as their official language. Here's a map that shows a few of them. Of course, Brazil and Portugal. And then there are about 5 countries in Africa that speak Portuguese. And then there's East Timor there on the other side near Indonesia. And so some of the countries that we're focused on, of course, Brazil is where our home base, and then Angola is where we are right now. PSP is working in primarily because we have some contacts that God has given us in that country, and so that's been our focus for the last 3 years since we started in 2023. And we have other calls from other countries, African countries, of pastors and leaders are wanting us to come over and help them as well. But right now, our focus is in Angola. What is the PSP? Well, in a nutshell, I think we passed one there. In a nutshell, the PSP is a project that exists to provide spiritual and theological support and sometimes financial help to pastors and churches in Portuguese-speaking countries. Our purpose is to glorify God by helping Portuguese-speaking pastors and leaders to learn about the doctrines of grace, to preach and teach a biblical gospel, and to plant and pastor healthy local churches. How did the PSP start? In July of 2022, through a conversation between me and Todd Wilson, a pastor of Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Birmingham, we talked on a park bench there in our city. And in November of that same year, the project began by supporting pastor and Bible teacher Samuel Kimputu of Portugal, and we're going to see more about him in just a moment. So it began on a park bench, me sitting together with Todd Wilson and their church, saying that for all the years of our church existence, we've been giving lots of funds to the Baptist Convention, missions in that direction, but we want to be more, we want to focus more on a work that we can support and follow firsthand. And we know what you've been doing for many years, and we believe that God is directing us to maybe want to direct our funds to doing something with you. And so that was the beginning of the PSP project, and we began later that year actually supporting Pastor Samuel Kamputu. This is our minister team. This is myself, as I've been involved in pastoral ministry for 25 years. Several years God has used me and my wife to bring sound literature and biblical teaching to many pastors and leaders through the Adopt a Pastor program. I mentioned about Fiel Ministries. And through the PSP, God has opened up doors, opportunity to be more intentional and direct with specific needs and opportunities. Todd Wilson, I mentioned him. He's the PSP director here in the United States. He shepherds the church there at Grace Covenant Baptist Church. I think maybe he's been here before, here in Auburn. It was Todd who helped me to develop the project, and Grace Covenant has agreed to host it. So all the funds that come in for PSP are directed through Grace Covenant Baptist Church, and they send those, and from the funds that come in there, we direct to the specific needs in the Portuguese-speaking world. Paul said that we at Grace Covenant are thrilled that we are able to partner with Kevin to provide Portuguese-speaking pastors with resources to help them carry out the work of the gospel. Okay, passed up Samuel. Got to go back. There he is. Samuel Kamputu is the director of pastoral training. Samuel has 25 years of pastoral experience, pastoral ministry, preaching, teaching, lecturing, conferences. In fact, Sam was a key motivating factor in the birth of the PSP project, where he is now serving as the director of pastoral training. He is the main speaker at our PSP conferences. He is also a regular speaker at other conferences for pastors in other countries. Samuel is a gifted communicator and has a heart for pastoring pastors. He told me the other day, he said, of all the invitations he is still receiving, he only responds to about 10%, just because he's pastoring a church right now, an interim pastor, but God is using him in a great way, and he receives invitations all the time to speak at different conferences and in churches. And so we're trying to help him. We're trying to raise some more support so Samuel can go full-time into full-time ministry serving the PSP. There's some photos of Samuel in different events and conferences he's been with. He's been with me on many, many trips. We're kind of a tandem together. And his wife says to him sometimes, if he gets invited to go somewhere, she'll ask, "Is Kevin going too?" So, and that makes it a little easier. If I'm going as well, she's more open to let him go. And this is Pascual Mapashi, a young pastor that we've began serving with us as well. He serves as the senior pastor of the Reformed Baptist Church in Luanda and is the director of the Reformed Baptist Bible Institute in Angola. PSP has partnered with the institute since its inception in 2023, and Pastor Mapashi is supported by PSP financially and recently joined our PSP ministry team in Angola. We don't give him full support, but we give him support that enables him to be freer to pastor his church and to lead and direct the Reformed Baptist Bible Institute. Okay, pass that up again. This is the Bible Institute, Reformed Baptist Bible Institute. PSP has partnered with this institute. The institute has 12 students that were hand-chosen, with Pastor Mapashi being the director and Pastor Kamputu as one of the online professors. The institute began in 2023. PSP helped by beginning with tables, books, and a laptop. So there's just some photos of the guys beginning there with the tables that we helped them, and the books as well that we sent over to help with this. They're in their studies, and they're completing their second year. It's a 3-year program, and they'll have one more year with these guys, and they're going to be choosing another 12 after these guys graduate. So we're going to have like a graduation ceremony next year at the conference that we have in Angola. Here's Delman Shandamisa. Brother Delman and his family have been a tremendous blessing to the PSP project and our ministry events since we began. PSP would not have the success we have seen in Angola without Delman's help. And I cannot overstate that sentence there. He and his family serve as a volunteer basis. He, his wife, Gisela, and have 4 children and reside in the capital city of Luanda. dear brother. There's Brother Delman, the first PSP encounter there, receiving his book of the Baptist Confession of London of 1689. And here's he and his family, his wife, and him picking us up at the airport and them studying. He does studies online, seminary courses online. He's very good with Hebrew and Greek and other things, and I think God's going to raise him up to be a good Bible teacher one day. That's more of his direction and calling. He's a very good teacher, and so we're working with him, and he works with us. Praise the Lord. Here's the first four encounters that we've had. Encounters, we call them encounters or conferences for pastors and leaders. The first one was The Only Gospel was our theme in Luanda in 2023. And Shepherding the Church of God in 2024. We gave out a lot of books by Pastor Phil Newton on pastoring pastors to all the pastors there at the conference. And then A Healthy Church was this year, 2025. And then the last one is The Only Gospel. We repeated the theme of the first conference we had in Luanda, the capital city, and another city where we had our first conference this year in Uwambu about The Only Gospel. And so we're going to share a little bit more about that in just a moment here. Here's just some photos of our first conferences, the first one that we had in 2023. We had about 100 pastors and leaders come to participate in that first event that we had. My clicker's not clicking. Maybe the battery's a little bit low here. Pulpit by the way. Well, okay. All right. Yep, still not.
Can you advance in from back there, Troy?
So we're stuck, huh? There we go. All right. So there's some more photos from the Luanda conference. Recognize my shirt there, I guess, huh? Yeah. That shirt's been around as well. I wear that to most of the conferences I go to. And there was some more of the conferences 2023 in our group photo there at the end. This is the 2024 conference we had last year at the same location. Some more pictures from the conference there. That's Pastor Samuel there next to one of the guys that participants. He's also in the institute studying. Luanda in 2024, prayer time there at the end there at our conference there. We had part of our sessions that were put online on Facebook, so we're trying to do more of that and do a better job of getting the word out to other pastors and leaders online. These are six pastors that came from the city of Uwambu. I mentioned we had our first conference in another city. These six guys came last year from about a 10 or 12 hour bus ride, came to our conference. They were there. We met them. Four of these guys have been instrumental in us starting a new conference in another city, which is a very important city, very needy city, a lot of churches there, but not much in the way of Reformed theology being taught. So we had our first conference there this year. This is a picture of the intensive training courses. We have 2-day in training courses that go on after we have our conferences in Luanda, the capital city. Pastor Samuel teaching, me giving a little talk to the guys outside, mentoring, a lot of mentoring goes on during these events. Pastor Samuel also teaching once again there at their training institute. This is a picture with the institute guys and some other guys that participated in the courses there. They got their books that we took over from the PSP to help them in their studies at the institute. Another course picture with the guys there after our studies. This is a PSP ministry event that we had this year for the first time. Some pastors from the Angola Baptist Convention invited us to come to speak to pastors of the Angola Baptist Convention. And we had a special session for them on Friday morning of the day that we started our conference there. And Pastor Samuel went there to speak to them. Pastor Samuel preaching the first day of our encounter in Luanda this year. Pastor Todd Wilson was there as well with his wife Laurie, went down and taught during the conference, both the conference we had in the two cities. Another pastor, a young pastor that's helping us, Juan Macedo, he's preaching one of the sessions. books that we have available. We usually try to have at least one or two books that we offer to all those that come to the conference. Question and answer sessions, very rich and profitable times that we have with the pastors there. Special session we had this year for pastors' wives. We invited the wives to come with their pastors, and Lori Wilson gave a special talk to the ladies during one of the sessions outside in the hallway. Group photo from the Luanda conference this year. Time of fellowship in the apartment we stayed in there in Luanda. Preaching at a Presbyterian church on Sunday morning. We preach in different churches around the city on Sunday mornings after our conference before the 2 days of intensive courses start, which is, again, what we had this year. Pastor Samuel teaching. Pastor Todd teaching there as well with a translator. And then just a little photo with some of the guys who were at the institute, from the institute. And then our flight to Wambo, the second conference that we had in the second city. Plane that we flew on. The conference site where we held the conference for 2 days there in the city of Wambo. Reception and book table there. First day of the opening session in Wambo. Pastor Samuel preaching, Q&A time. You see the expression of some of the guys who are hearing some things sometimes for the first time that they've never heard before. A lot of these guys are coming from charismatic, Pentecostal, prosperity gospel churches, and we're bringing to them the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of them hearing for the first time. When our conference was over there, I said, well, you guys would be willing to invite us back for next year? And they all said, yeah. So they're waiting for next year. Lord willing, we would like to go back. We had over 100 participate in the second encounter, our first one there in the city of Wambo. There's a group picture there at the end. And this is our team of volunteers, our PSP team with some other volunteers, guys and their wives who helped out during the event. There's the what I call the Fabulous Four, the pastors from Wambo who have been instrumental in us having our second event there. All these guys are embracing the doctrines of grace, Reformed theology, and we're trying to help them and encourage them to continue on. And they want to do what they can to help us to do what we're doing there in their city. It's me preaching on a Sunday morning in Pastor Salvador's church, one of the pastors that we are helping there. Oh, that's just a picture of his church. Well, anyway, we'll go. It was church. And this is the last meal that we have with the family of Delman in Luanda and our return back to our homes, and so they prepared a gracious meal for us and had a sweet time of fellowship with them. Okay, I think that's about it. There's the online conversions. That this is ongoing during the year. We have online conversations with these pastors and leaders to encourage them and help them in along the way until we have our next conference in the following year. Just some other things. The conference that's going on next month, November, Pastor Samuel Kamputu, we're sending him together. He's going to meet with another pastor from Fiel Ministries, and together they're going to have what we're going to call our first conference in another country, African country. It's an island, São Tomé e Príncipe, and they're going to be having that in just a couple weeks, going there, and we're supporting this work by sending Pastor Samuel to preach there. Prayer request on behalf of the PSP project, that God would raise up more regular supporters for the PSP ministry, monthly needs and requests for help from other countries. Second, that God would provide increased support for Pastor Samuel so he can dedicate more time to the PSP ministry demands and opportunities in 2026. Right now, we're helping him with about $850 a month in where he lives and serves the Lord there in Portugal. Third, that God would provide more funds for the purchase of books and shipping costs for Africa. And lastly, God would continue to give us wisdom and clear direction as we go forward for his purpose and his glory. Finished with 2 minutes to spare. So, any quick questions? I know there's probably several that are wondering about.
What's the primary religion there in Angola?
Catholicism is the primary religion, seeing they were under the Portugal rule for many, many years. So Catholicism is the main religion there. Of course, there's tribal religions, you know, and there are a lot of evangelical churches there today. There are several conventions. There's Presbyterian, there's Baptist, there's Methodist. The Brethren Church is very strong there as well, but very few that are preaching a true biblical gospel. So, anybody else?
So how can we keep up to date on what's going on in the PSP project? Because this is something really interesting that how can we figure out what's going on with it as it develops over time?
Great question. How can we keep up with what's going on with the PSP ministry? Well, we'll continue to send and maybe even update some information about people if they want to, for example, write down your email address. In fact, my wife and I, we forgot to do that. We're going to get a tablet of paper, put it on our table. We'll still do that. Still have time to do that. And if you want to be put on our list to receive our monthly or bi-monthly newsletter, we can put you on our PSP email list, and we can do that. We're always putting the information as well. On Facebook, Instagram, my wife does a lot of that, photos and information about what's going on there, so we'll continue to do that. So you can find us as well. Look for us, PSP Ministry, on these social medias, and you can follow us that way as well. So great question, and so we'll try to keep everybody up to date. Anything else we got? Nope, time's up. Brother Paul? Yes, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you this morning. We're thankful, Father, for your mercy and grace in our lives. We're thankful, Lord, that you have saved us and brought us into your family by your grace and by your mercy. And Lord, we just share a little bit about what you have done and what you are doing in and through our lives. And just pray that, God, you would encourage all the people here today, especially the young people, to consider, Lord, what they're doing with their time, what they're doing with their efforts, with their talents and abilities. And Lord, that you might encourage them to direct all things according to you and according to your word, and that, Lord, you might be glorified in and through their lives. We thank you for this opportunity we've had to share about what you've been doing through the PSP. We pray that you continue to lead us and guide us, give us wisdom, discernment, direction to do, Father, what you want us to do, and that you might help many pastors and leaders and churches to be biblical, healthy churches for your purpose and for your glory. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Grace Heritage Church meets in Auburn, Alabama. Visit us online at graceheritage.org for service times and other information.